A year ago, the unthinkable happened.
The CDC is confirming late today what doctors in this Dallas hospital feared, that the patient who walked into their emergency room Sunday with high fever is sick with Ebola.
For the first time, a person was diagnosed with Ebola in the United States.
Two American nurses have now contracted Ebola after they helped care for a Liberian man with the disease, and that's prompted panic across the United States.
That Liberian man, Thomas Eric Duncan, infected two nurses in a Dallas hospital before he died. Nurses across the country were shocked, including Karen Higgins at Boston Medical Center. She's been a nurse for 40 years and heads up the largest nurses' union in the country.
We were not ready, and then we ended up seeing two nurses that got infected. That was a huge eye-opener for all of us, and I think it scared us.
Higgins and her union lobbied for better protections and training for nurses. She says her own hospital was responsive.
That is the one thing I will say. It was amazing that Boston Medical Center really stepped up quickly.
Higgins and other nurses were trained in the proper use of protective equipment.
How to get in and out of the actual precautions that we should be using, which is the one-piece suit, which is what they call a respirator hood. How, and the most important thing, is how to put on gloves.
The outbreak also spurred the federal government to create a new system for responding to Ebola. As part of that, the CDC designated 55 hospitals around the country as Ebola treatment centers. Four of those are in Massachusetts. So today, if a patient came into BMC and was suspected of having Ebola, they would likely be transferred to Mass General, which is one of those four facilities.
With Ebola, we certainly saw the challenge of an infectious disease outbreak that requires extraordinary attention to detail with personal protective equipment.
Dr. Paul Bidinger sits in his office at MGH. There's a bright red poster that says, "Keep calm and carry on." These are appropriate words for Bidinger, who directs emergency preparedness at the hospital. He says the new TID system is the most efficient approach.
I don't think it's possible to train every nurse, every physician on the front lines to be proficient in Ebola-level personal protective equipment.
He acknowledges the concerns of nurses at other hospitals that may not have the same level of training and equipment that's available at MGH. But if those on the front lines follow basic procedures, he believes the risk is minimal.
As long as they know how to identify and isolate those patients and initiate transfer when it's confirmed that a patient is indeed at risk for a disease like Ebola, it makes much more sense in terms of proficiency and use of resources.
Ebola is still very rare in the United States. But Bidinger says the focus on preparedness is much broader and includes all sorts of dangerous bugs.
Much more likely are outbreaks of other emerging infectious diseases, particularly airborne transmissible diseases such as MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome.
That's why the federal government has designated MGH as one of nine supercenters that can treat patients not only with Ebola, but also other deadly pathogens like MERS.
We have modified some of our physical spaces to be at the highest levels of containment and isolation to care for patients. We also have put an extraordinary amount of effort into laboratory testing.
Still, most infected patients will show up first at smaller community hospitals and clinics. And that's what worries nurses like Karen Higgins.
I don't think that we actually have put all, you know, what we consider to be the best equipment, the safest equipment in every emergency room. So if something comes in, we have that.
She's concerned that there are no federally enforced training and equipment standards for the nurses who encounter patients first.
We really need to make sure these emergency rooms are given everything that they feel they need to be able to isolate, care for, whether the patient just is starting with a temperature or whether they're extremely sick when they roll through that door.
Federal regulators are considering mandatory protections for nurses, but no decision is expected for at least a year. Elizabeth Russ, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.